In this episode of Off the Shelf,
banned books.
Isn't that the stuff of totalitarian regimes and science fiction novels?
Banned books.
Then why not eliminate it?
Banned books.
Everybody looks at a book from a different place.
The reality is that even in America, people still attempt to remove books from public libraries, classrooms, and reading lists across the country because they object to the content of the books. Even though books may not be completely banned in the most extreme sense of the word, censorship is an important issue in America today. Libraries make an effort to provide books and other materials that cover all topics and represent all sides of an issue, no matter how controversial they might be. Teachers aim to present new perspectives, ideas, and issues to their students, usually through reading and discussing a book which may contain difficult content or content they or their parents might not agree with. Books are often challenged or requested to be removed from a library or school curriculum in an effort to protect children and others from being exposed to content deemed inappropriate for them. In doing so, however, the challengers are preventing anyone from accessing that material.
The top 10 most ludicrous reasons to ban a book. The first one is encourages children to break dishes so they don't have to dry them. And that's from A Light in the Attic by Shel Silverstein. Tarzan was living in sin with Jane. Tarzan by Edgar Rice Burroughs. It's a real downer. That is the best reason, yeah, right? That's Anne Frank.
You have to ban about a quarter of the books written for that
the
reason.
Basket carried by Little Red Riding Hood contained a bottle of wine, which condones the use of alcohol. It is a religious book, and public funds should not be used to purchase religious books. That's the Evangelical Commentary on the Bible. So an unofficial version of the story of Noah's Ark will confuse children, and that's Many Waters by Madeline L'Engle. Arabian Nights, or the 1001 Nights, caused a wave of rapes. If there is a possibility that something might be controversial, then why not eliminate it? Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee by Dee Brown. One bunny is white and the other bunny is black, and this brainwashes readers into accepting miscegenation. I think I pronounced that right. And a female dog is called a bitch. My friend Flicka. Well, that's just a fact, I think. I think a female dog is called a bitch.
Most frequently challenged books of 2014. The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie. It's Perfectly Normal by Robbie Harris. And Tango Makes Three, Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell.
One that comes to mind, but I couldn't reread it, so I didn't want to mention it, but I will, as in Tango Makes Three. Because it's a children's picture book about a gay family. And I just thought it was super, super sweet and loving and a good way to introduce that concept, but obviously not everyone felt the way I did. So, yeah, it was a really cute book. It's a little penguin and his same-sex parents.
Pick one book.
I can talk about a banned book that I like.
Challenge Books of 2013. Captain Underpants series by Dave Pilkey. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie. 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. The Hunger Games by Susan Collins.
Actually, it was several years ago now was The Hunger Games. And the reason I originally read the book was because my 13-year-old at the time was reading the book. And to my great surprise, the book was quite amazing. And the thing that made the impression on me when I read The Hunger Games was when I read it as a parent, I was just horrified because it's got a fair level of violence and the kids go through a lot of traumatic experiences. And what I needed to do was imagine what it was like for my kids to read it. So from their perspective, it was just this amazing adventure story about somebody who was around their age that really, you know, had incredible odds to overcome, et cetera. So for me to, even though I have a right as a parent to decide what my kids read, I've always tried very hard to give them the freedom to read what they want to read and let them self-edit. I've had my kids stop reading books because they've been too scary, too boring, too whatever. And I think they deserve that right. And I think everybody deserves that right to read a book and make that decision for themselves.
Books Challenged in 2015.
The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Skloot. And it tells about this woman, Henrietta Lacks. She's a poor black woman in the 50s. She went to Johns Hopkins to be treated for cervical cancer, and they harvested her cells and used them for research, and they ended up being a very significant innovation, like one of the biggest advances of the 20th century, because these cells can grow outside of the human body indefinitely. And so they use them for research, all sorts of medical and scientific purposes. Nobody ever told her that her cells basically changed science. Her family had no idea. They didn't even understand what was going on. Never had any financial compensation or anything. So this book is huge. It addresses such important issues of bioethics, race equality, science, medicine, that sort of thing. But a woman in Tennessee, her son was reading it for his 10th grade class. And both he and his mother were alarmed by the medical descriptions of her condition. They felt it was inappropriate for 10th graders. It was pornographic that they were describing what it's like for a woman to have cervical cancer and what the procedures were like for diagnosing and treating it. And so they challenged it to be removed from the 10th grade curriculum. And I can't remember if they ever made a decision that the boy was given an alternate text to read.
Well, it just happened 2 weeks ago. It takes a long time for these things.
They may have not decided yet. Yeah. And it's a fabulous book. I read it. It was fascinating. And it would spark so many good discussions in a high school classroom.
So there are lots of odd reasons to ban books. And I think a lot of times people really do have real reasons that they feel that things should be banned. But like Marianne said as well, I mean, we can't make that judgment for others. And by challenging or banning a book, you're asking that it be taken away and not allowed to be read anymore.
Some of the most common reasons given for challenging a book are that it is sexually explicit, it contains offensive language, is unsuitable for any age group, it may contain inappropriate violence, drug use, or alcohol use, or it may express political or religious views different from one's own. The First Amendment guarantees that the government cannot prevent its citizens from expressing their ideas simply because they are deemed offensive, disagreeable, or inappropriate by some people. Banning books from schools and libraries restricts this right to freedom of expression and also prevents the sharing of ideas and information that is crucial to the very advancement of our society. Banned Books Week began in 1982 in response to a sudden rise in the number of challenges to books in schools and libraries. Since 1982, over 11,300 books have been challenged, 311 of which were reported just in 2014. Many more challenges occur across the country without even being reported. For more information about censorship and challenges to books, visit bannedbooksweek.org or ala.org/bbooks.
The Helena College librarians encourage you to cite all your sources as they cite theirs. The top 10 ludicrous reasons to ban a book is an excerpt from Beware the Book by Paul Oliver. All other list selections are from the American Library Association's Banned Books Week website. Big thanks to Celia Camp Sam for letting us use your microphones. And if you enjoyed any of the music you heard on today's podcast, check out the podcast information. Thanks for listening.
yes. Delightful. Happy Halloween. I do hope you have a pleasant scream.